just sit with this. Just focus on getting better. You shouldn't be thinking about moving the needle while you are thinking of just getting better.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I just got back from a amazing whirlwind trip to New York City, which whenever I go to that city, I swear to you, it is like the most amazing perspective shifter. And it's so incredible to me how this city of millions and millions of people just thrives in the chaos and that it's found its way to manage itself every single day somehow. And I think it's just such a perfect example of what life can feel like sometimes. It's like, oh my God, everything is happening either all at once, or you can either focus on the negative in New York City and that's all you're going to see, or you can focus on the positive and the dreams coming true and the potential, and that's all you will see. So whenever I'm there, I really always focus on what is possible, what is beautiful here, and what is really being shown as a miracle in New York City, because it is quite crazy to have all of that happening all at once. And I just love the blend of all the cultures. So really what you see or what you choose to see is what you're getting. And I think it's a prime example for when you are there. So anyone who's been there, you will find what you look for sure. So I'm always looking for what's amazing, looking at the opportunity and what is a miracle. And so coming back from New York, I got a bit of a head cold today, if you can't tell this sexy, raspy voice that I have coming at you. And what this head cold has started to make me do, because I'm feeling really under the weather, is to doubt myself. And I had this huge moment this morning that doubt feeds on weakness, and it feeds on when you don't feel well, and it feeds on negativity, and it feeds on when you're tired. And I had a huge epiphany of just knowing that during this time of building a new company, that I'm going to have to take even better care of myself. And of course, this is still going to happen. You can't completely negate getting sick or things like that. But this didn't just translate for me into a head cold. This really translated into, you know, we need all the willpower that we can muster up when we are doing something new, because doubt wants to come in and it wants to freak you out and it wants to make you feel weak. So before I get into that, I want to read a couple quotes. I don't see who wrote these quotes, but I will read them anyway. Achieving your dreams requires that you have enough courage and willpower to resist your fear and doubts. So it's not that they will not be there, right? So let's read that one more time. Achieving your dreams requires that you have enough courage and willpower to resist your fear and doubts. And there are ways to build up your willpower. There are ways to build up your courage. And I talk about this all the time on here, saying how who you're around, what you're listening to, what you're doing, and especially your health and what you're eating and what you're thinking, right, is all going to affect how much willpower you have to resist your doubt. So if a lot of you aren't getting any sleep, or you're eating a lot of sugar, or you are hanging out with people who are not building you up, that is really going to take away from what you need in order to move forward on your dreams. Because there will be these moments where you are just so low and you wake up so tired. And what happens is you wake up with so much doubt, because you're like, I don't even feel good. How am I ever going to do this, right? You have to feel good in order to really push that dream forward. And it's not that I can't push this dream forward while I don't feel good. But I will definitely tell you, and I'm being so honest and vulnerable here, that I woke up like, what the hell am I doing? Because I felt so weak and so tired this morning that I, thank God, had my husband to borrow belief from. I'm like, I have to tell you, here's how I'm feeling right now. I feel like, what am I thinking? I'm not the person for this. I don't know enough to even be doing this. And I said, I need a little bit of faith. I need a little bit of belief this morning because I don't have anything left in my tanks. I am so low. I have nothing to give this morning. And he's like, that's fine. Like, just sit with this. Just focus on getting better. You shouldn't be thinking about moving the needle while you are thinking of just getting better. Like, just focus on getting better. Everything will be there and you'll be so happy that it's there when you feel better. And I thought, oh my God, it's so true. Because when I feel good, I absolutely need to be solving problems. And it's all about just what is here right now. So what is here right now for me? And right now for me, it's just take a couple days and feel better. And know that how you are feeling is not me, right? We are not our feelings. We are not our feelings. I'm just experiencing this right now. And I will feel so much better and excited when I feel better. So I want to give you guys permission, number one, to have doubt. So normal. Number two, when you have it, make sure you talk to somebody who's going to build you back up. Don't go and let people know how you feel if they feel the same way in their life, or not the same way. It's not that they won't have doubt, but if they feed off of negativity, or, you know, they don't help build you back up. So always be aware of who you're telling how you actually feel to. And number three, let's see how I can find number three on Dayquil. So you guys, anyone can have a podcast. Anybody can help people. All right. Number three, just really remember that your foundation and what you're capable of doing will really come from how much you take care of yourself and how much you focus on trying to build that willpower. So we know that willpower, if you guys have read Sean Stevenson's book, I can't remember the name, but if you just look it up, it's his book on sleep. And Sean Acor, also two Seans, also talks all about how sleep and meditation and exercise actually builds that willpower muscle. And when you really start looking at the habits of a lot of successful people, they either make sure that their sleep is really on, or they're eating really well, or they have systems for everything. It's so funny because some of the most successful men that I've heard of, like Tony Robbins, literally narrows down the amount of decisions he has to make in a day. I believe that's Warren Buffett does that as well. Or Steve Jobs, if you listen to Steve Jobs recent documentary, like narrows down the amount of decisions they have to make, because decisions take away willpower. Like a lot of decisions outside of your normal decisions. So such as having a closet full of only black t-shirts and certain types of pants, so they don't have to think about what they're going to wear. They just know every single day this is what they're doing, so that they don't have to take time to take away from what they're doing. Now, I get it. If you absolutely care about what you look like, that is for you. That's something that you enjoy doing, totally different. But I really started looking at that as, wow, all of these, you know, getting stuck in the decision. And I talked about this last week on the quickies, is indecision is actually that choice to suffer. And I had heard that on a Lewis Howes and Chris Lee podcast. And it's like making decisions faster, and also just, you know, clearing things from your life that are really draining you and weakening your willpower, because doubt feeds off of weak moments. Doubt feeds off of weak moments. So trying to have less weak moments by building yourself up, surrounding yourself with incredible people, taking care of your health. Because when you do not feel good, that's when that doubt creeps in. And also knowing it's okay to feel that way. You are going to feel that way no matter what you do, no matter how much you take care of yourself, no matter who you're around, there still will be those moments of doubt. And that is when you have to borrow faith and belief and say a prayer and just let it be okay that day to remember. Like, all I'm saying today, all day, is this is not actually me, right? I'm just experiencing this right now. I'm just feeling this right now, but this feeling is not actually who I am right now. So, or actually who I am to the core. So you guys, I'm so grateful for you. And let me tell you something. Consistency is powerful, because even though I have a cold and I was like, I don't know how I'm going to go and do this. And I actually had my Q&A this morning with Evans as well. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to record a quickie. I don't know how I'm going to record that podcast. How am I going to do it? Oh my God. Like, the power of still having to show up is pretty crazy. Like, no matter what, you have to show up in your life for certain things that you have committed to. And I'm so glad that I did. And this actually made me feel a little bit better. And also, and right, the and life, it's not this or that, but it's this and I'm going to go take care of myself and take a nap. So I am sending you guys so much love. I'm so grateful for you, for being here through the ups, the downs, the health, the sickness, the all of the things. It just is. It just is. And I got to tell you, there's nothing better than that first day that you feel good after being sick, because you appreciate your health so much. Like, I'm in just such deep gratitude for when I feel good. So I love you guys. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.